I hope so. That would be nice. All right, good to have you here on the Steve Gruber Show. All right, good to have you here. Dr. Scott Gottlieb has gotten a lot of attention in recent weeks for being an outspoken critic of the Trump administration and the reaction to the pandemic in many regards. A guy who has suggested that maybe the Trump administration could have done some things differently. But yesterday he said something quite a bit different. And he said the president and the administration was let down by public health officials. By public health officials, he was let down. My agencies in the federal government calling them critical failings, in fact. And I want you to hear this. Bite number two from Scott Gottlieb. Bite number two, go.
The White House leadership was failed by health officials. We did not have a diagnostic in the field, so we couldn't screen for it. We should have. We should have started working on that in January. And we over-relied on a surveillance system that was built for flu and not for coronavirus without recognizing that it wasn't going to be as sensitive at detecting coronavirus spread as it was for flu, because the two viruses spread very differently. Those were two critical failings. Now, you could say, well, the president put those people in place. He's responsible. You know, you can make second-order arguments around that. But I think ultimately the White House did not have the information they need to make decisions.
Yeah. The information they need to make decisions was not efficiently shared with the administration, not efficiently shared with the president. Some of it was conflicting and contradicting, making it more difficult, which brings me back to what would the Democrats have done differently? What would the Democrats have done differently in response to the pandemic? It's a serious question, a very serious question, for which I've never gotten an actual serious answer. And so, therefore, I think it's important to say, listen, it's easy to sit there and say, well, you could have done this and this. The fact of the matter is, if you look at what actually happened, the president stopped incoming flights from China before there were any deaths in America. He was ridiculed for it, insulted for it, maligned for it, demonized for it, smeared for it. He was attacked for stopping all incoming flights from the EU a few weeks later. When they wanted to roll out testing, the CDC stepped in and said, no, 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 we'll be in charge of testing. And then the CDC went and created their own test in Atlanta, and the test was a failure. It was tainted. That cost America weeks of possibilities, weeks. And set us way behind. If we had allowed universities and health systems and public health departments and so forth to come up with their own tests, which were, by the way, available in January and February, and not wait for the CDC and its centralized tracking system that it used for flu, because that's not the same, then maybe we wouldn't have been so far behind. Maybe we would have been in better shape if not for government getting in the way of other government. Pretty simple, isn't it? Government falling over government. And so that's why I support less of it, not more of it. And isn't it ironic, while we're on that topic, that all of these leftists want to defund and dismantle police departments while demanding more government everywhere else? They want more government, more Medicare, more medicine, more money, more distribution, more of everything. They want more government all the time. Don't they realize the police? That's more government. This is the government. Apparently, they don't get it. Apparently, they don't get it. At any rate, it's pretty surprising. So there's Scott Gottlieb saying that the federal government let down the executive branch. Totally let them down. So there you go. As we come into November 3rd, we'll be 49 days out now for the election. The Democrats are very concerned about the Hispanic vote and the black vote in America, as they should be, because the Hispanic vote is getting stronger for Donald Trump all across the country, especially in key swing states like Florida, Arizona, and elsewhere, because the Hispanic population tends to be more conservative. In fact, in California, 30% of Hispanics support President Trump. Think about that. One-third of Hispanics in California support President Trump. A little shocking there, right? How about a black American? They get demonized for supporting President Trump. Listen to bite number seven here. Leo Terrell is the man's name, appearing on Twitter, saying, listen, I'm a black American. I support the president, and I get maligned for it. Bite seven, go.
I'm going to work my butt off to get Donald Trump reelected. I'm going to try to convince every single Democrat that they should leave the plantation and vote for Donald J. Trump. I am sick and tired of Democrats attacking, insulting black Americans who have decided to cast their vote for Donald J. Trump. Tim Scott, Herschel Walker, Alice Johnson are great Americans. We need to save this country, and there's only one way: to vote for Donald Trump. I have committed everything I can do to vote for Donald Trump. You should too.
Black America speaking out. By the way, if you want to lose weight and feel great, you have no excuses left, because I've done it. You know that if I've done it and I tell you it's worth it and it'll work, then it's worth it and it'll work. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, your custom solution to losing extra weight. Remember, you can use flex accounts, health savings accounts. You can make this happen. No more excuses. GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com, or call 616-426-3910. 616-426-3910 to find out more about My Pure Health Solutions. Get yourself on track. Final thoughts after this on The Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Moving Michigan